Well, good morning. My name is Denise Gaskell, and you are on the Monday Morning Motivational Call for Team Glacken. We get together every single Monday morning to talk through a variety of tips and tools, not only to help jumpstart your week, but, of course, whether you're in the business or helping other people in the business, doesn't matter if you're new or if you've been around for a while, we get together just to talk through a variety of ideas from products to business information. So thanks for being here this morning. We do like these calls to be interactive, so as we go through the topic today, please feel free to jump in and answer any questions or just share along as we go. And today's topic is leadership and what that looks like. I thought, as a follow-up from the conversation on Saturday, I don't know if everyone had an opportunity to listen in to the Saturday morning call that we do. I just thought it was really fantastic and a great topic to continue on. The part of the talk was on, you know, the lifestyle, but also on leadership. And I know for me, looking back through my jobs, I guess they were, right? I was going to say careers, and none of them felt like a career until I got into Shackley. So the jobs that I had in the past, looking back through what leadership looked like, certainly when I got into Shackley and understood where I wanted to build a team and how that was going to look was definitely different than the leadership that I was seeing in corporate America. So what I thought what we could start off with this morning is just kind of talking through leadership, maybe what you've seen it as an example of, maybe what you don't want to do, maybe, you know, what you've seen good examples of. And I guess we can start off just kind of round tabling it. What does leadership look like? And when you hear the word leadership, what does that feel like even? So if you don't mind, I'll just kind of throw that out there. And there's no right or wrong answer, certainly just ideas so that we can, at the end, maybe come back to what we'd like to see our leadership develop into or become. So what has leadership looked like or felt like in the past?
Hey, it's Joanna. When I used to work a job, leadership was pushed from behind. And when I got into Shackley, it was pull from the front, pull people with you, take them with you.
Great description. I like that. So can you dive into that a little bit more? How did that feel when you were being pushed or pulled, right?
Yeah, the push feeling wasn't fine for me. I know a lot of people who that's what they're used to and that's all that they know and think that's the way it goes. But it wasn't fine for me, especially since my last manager was one of those who liked to micromanage, and he was like constantly underfoot, and that's not a good feeling.
No, I think that those are good terms. I think we get a lot of verbiage from the working world, right? So underfoot, I haven't heard that in a long time, but I know exactly what it means and what it feels like, and micromanaging too. Just probably not the best way to do things, right?
No, not if you want high productivity out of your people. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want better performance, want people to like or love their job, it's not going to work when they're being pushed, as opposed to you being out in the front and say, hey, let us go do this, not you go do this.
Mm-hmm. More of an us attitude that really kind of helps build a team.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Who else? What has leadership looked like or felt like in the past for you?
When I go back and look at bosses that I had in my working years, the ones that I responded best to were the ones who provided a lot of training opportunities. There was one in particular who really had a way of, all through the 80s, had a way of drawing people drawing, calling out, what was it she called, calling out the strengths in people by saying, hey, you know, you seem really good in this one area. Would you like to take this training course, you know, to further your knowledge of it? The ones that where I didn't thrive so well were the ones who had conflicts in between what they actually how they were managing themselves and what the goals of the company were. One guy in particular was full of well, okay, we're, you know, your goal is to do X, but the company policies are lined up so that it makes it difficult. One of the things I appreciate so much about Shackley and the sales organization aspect of it is that everything that Shackley does supports what we're doing. We don't run into those kinds of conflicts. You know, like if I do really, really well, then I'm going to end up successful because, you know, all the products, the policies, the incentives, the compensation, everything points toward the same goal through and through. So that, I guess, consistency is what I'm looking for, consistency of purpose and policy and actual practice.
A lot of great words there. And I'm sure you felt the difference when you were told, right?
That really oh, absolutely.
With, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it can be very discouraging when, you know, you're given a goal, and then you say, okay, well, if this is the goal, you know, it's call on a certain type of business, and yet, and have report on these sales calls, and the idea was to get more accounts from certain kinds of businesses, but that was one department. In another department, they were saying, I was in banking, and the loan department was saying, well, you know, we only want to do loans in these kinds of situations. And so the people that the deposit side had us calling on, we couldn't do loans for them. And so, you know, we had, it was just a setup for failure, because if you did really well on sales and got some accounts, and then you wanted to bring them fully into your fold, then we couldn't do the kinds of loans that they needed. So it was just from the very base of it set up for failure. And so it would be like if we said, well, you know, come into this product and really buy into our supplements, but now that you're in, we want to sell you toxic cleaning products. You know, it would, like if we had something that just didn't line up in our philosophy, but we don't. We have, you know, everything supports the same goal.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? What other areas have you seen leadership? Felt leadership, been involved with leadership.
Good morning, it's Trista.
Good morning.
Hi. You know, one of the things that popped out as you're talking about leadership is leading by example. And, for instance, you know, we talk a lot about making sure that we're plugged into the next event, you know, and it's not fair for us as a leader to recommend going to an event if we're not already committed to the next event that we're having, you know, and every year, you know, even at convention, they ask us while we're there to commit to the next year. And I think that's really important to be committed to convention or even the next regional event in order to remain very congruent when we're inviting other people that we're meeting that are joining, you know, the Shackley team to be able to say, hey, I'm already committed. I have my hotel. I'm all booked for this. You know, let's get let's get set up for. So I think, you know, leading by example, doing what we expect of others or encourage others to do, making sure that we're doing it ourselves, everything down from the simplest of tasks to the largest of tasks. I think that kind of encompasses a lot of what leadership entails.
Definitely.
Yes, lead by example, definitely.
Anyone else? How about some other areas where maybe you've seen some leading or felt some leading?
Morning, Teresa, Sharon. I think leadership, a lot of it, too, is about humility and about service. And I don't know if somebody's already said that because obviously I'm just kind of jumping on late here, but how important it is that in the things that we're doing as we lead our teams and what I've experienced from leaders who are servants, you want to follow them and you want to be a part of what they're doing. And you see your leadership as empowerment of other people, not just empowerment improvement for yourself, but it's that empowerment of others. But you've got these, you have to have these abilities to be able to lead from a servant's heart, knowing that it really is about the other person and who they are and where they're going.
I agree. Do you think that most places, I know you work outside of Shackley as well, Sharon, do you feel like you're seeing that as an example in other areas where you've been employed?
In some, yes. In all, no. I wish it was in all of them. But there have been some leaders that I've had in the fitness industry. I had this one lady in particular, and she just had an incredible knack for seeing the best in people. She knew when to push up when it was time for us to fly out of the nest, but she also knew when it was time to say, you know what, you're not quite ready for that. Just being able to read people so well, and she did a really good job of serving and encouraging. And to every one criticism, in a sense, that she would give, she would have 10 positive things to say to you. And she would always say the positive things first. So I learned so much from her in those simple things to just say, you know, and to look for all the good, to give the good and give the credit, and to be able to give that criticism in a positive way. But I tell you, it does take a whole lot of positive things to override negative things. But you can still say negative things in a way that aren't necessarily negative. They're just empowering. They're encouraging you to grow. So I would say she has probably been my best example of a leader in that way, where she just served and loved people so well. And she was a diva herself, that's for sure.
A great example of a good leader. Thanks for sharing that story. Anyone else? I know we have a couple more people on the call. If you'd like to share some leadership, maybe some do's and don'ts or some situations you've been in where you've felt empowered or not in any way meaning to bash anyone. We're certainly not going to name any names or call anyone out, but maybe just, you know, how some of those leadership skills have made you feel. Sharon just talked about the greatness of the empowering, somebody showering with encouraging words certainly feels a whole lot better, I imagine, than just being told all the bad things, right? Not that we don't need to hear those. I like how you put that, Sharon. You know, it's constructive feedback, right? That's the way I've heard it, just listening so that we can make a change for the good.
Well, it's also nice to have leaders that talk to you, not at you,
mm-hmm.
and ones that actually will listen to you
mm-hmm.
and not just do all the talking themselves.
I I was listening to the Saturday morning call, as probably many of you, and Charlene was sharing how, you know, she just realized early on in her career there were a lot of things that she was seeing in her college days, whether it was in school or whether it was a working environment, where things just didn't feel fair to her, and she just felt like, you know, she's a very grounded in fairness. She wanted to see things done with equality, and she wasn't seeing that, whether it was because she was young or a woman or others, you know, were getting treated differently because of those situations and others as well. And I could just relate to her conversation so much. I thought, that is exactly why I, too, love Shackley. And she says, you know, I'm just not sure that I could, you know, see the growth in myself or in my in a team of any type that I might be running if it wasn't, you know, for Shackley, because of the way that Dr. Shackley created our business plan and the way that this type of a business works. It really only works if we're helping and loving others. So if you haven't had a chance to listen in on that Saturday morning's call, the podcast, if not available, should be soon. And I just thought it was really fantastic and really kind of relates a lot to why we pulled out the topic to rehash this morning about leadership and what that looks like and what that feels like. I've wrote down a whole bunch of, I guess, identities, right, of what a leader looks like, and like selfless, and that they listen, they have a us mentality, they provide training, identify strengths, they're honest, they have ethics, they delegate, they communicate, they have confidence, positive attitude, they have passion and integrity, and I know all those things I've seen in the leadership and in everyone that seems to be attracted to Shackley in the business. But it's nice to be around those type of people too, right? I think that we can not only learn a whole lot, but kind of feed off that. It feels good. It definitely feels better than somebody pointing the finger and telling me what to do. I was just having a conversation with my sister at Easter, and she was she works at a government building. And quite a few of the employees have been there a long time, but it is very – my sister is fairly new compared to the other employees. She's been there, I think, just under 2 years. And one of the women has been there 28, 29 years. And because a couple other girls don't really like her, they seem to nitpick and find, like, every time she's doing something she shouldn't. So maybe she picked up her phone, or maybe she, you know, came back from lunch late or whatever it is. They have really – made sure, these other couple other women have made sure to call her out on it, not necessarily to her, though, but to her boss. And even though she's worked at the government center, I think, 28, 29 years, she was recently demoted. They literally, you know, took her position away and now took her parking spot away, like all these things that you earn as a privilege and the reason that you'd want to work for a company, you know. And I'm not so sure how, when you demote somebody over petty things like that, I don't think that it creates a good environment for working, number one. But also that employee that's been there almost 30 years and now she's, you know, being demoted and getting knocked down every time she turns around, including taking her parking place, right, that I'm not sure what type of work she's going to perform for them anymore. It was just such a disheartening situation, and I'm sure that type of thing is happening all the time in the corporate world. It's just not being in that environment. I certainly don't hear those stories.
Well, what they're probably doing is trying to push her into retiring now, or actually trying to work out a case where they can fire her. Because I have a sister who works in government, and it's the same thing. She's at about 28 years, and they're starting to do things to her. They're trying to push her on out the door. So, and it's a sad thing when they do that.
Well, it's very sad, right? So disheartening. And when I see people who've been in, you know, Shackley for 25, 20, 30, 35, you know, the numbers, I'm super attracted to the people who've been in the business for that long or using Shackley products for that long, because I want to hear their stories. I want to hear, you know, how they got to where they're at and all those things. But it's very different in the corporate world.
And in the government world.
Well, yeah, that too.
Because you get different amounts of pay depending on how many years in you've got when you retire. Because my sister's trying to get to 35 years so she can retire at 90% of her pay. But they're, of course, trying to push her to leave sooner than that.
I'm sure when they first designed that payout program, it probably sounded real good. But now,
Yeah.
So good for the governments, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, the way that we have, you know, we really can't grow if we're not helping others grow, and that's a real power, I think, behind this business.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Anyone else have any thoughts on leadership? I have a little clip that I thought I'd read, but if there's some other discussion, we can certainly chat through.
You know, Denise, there's something I'm thinking really quick about a conversation I was having with someone the other day about learning about leadership and talking about she wants to learn and I want to learn more about being leaders. And we were talking about how, you know, when you look at people that you admire and in people who have inspired you, other leaders, writing down some of the qualities about their leadership that you really enjoyed or that you appreciated and things that resonated with you, and taking a couple of those things and then figure out, say, encouragement. Say, I need to be a better encourager. Go and look for maybe a book or a podcast or a TED Talk or looking for things that will feed that space. Like, how do I learn to be a better encourager? So not taking, like, a whole bunch of things, but just gradually always doing that personal development where you – look at those things that you admire that resonate with you and show you that you want to continue to grow in and always working towards some of that, you know what I mean? And you know, sometimes it's hard, like I want to be a better leader, but I don't know what to do. Well, looking at other people that you admire, that's a key place because there are things that have resonated with you and it's probably something that's obviously important to you. So then you can pick that one topic and you can small some of that down to learn how to do that particular thing better. And that was just a helpful conversation that the two of us have been having, just kind of sparked when you were saying something. So,
thank you for sharing.
Well, and what she just said points to the fact that most of the things that you admire in leadership are things that can be learned. It's not things that people are born with. So people who sit and say, oh, I don't think I could ever be a leader, yes, you can.
I agree. Definitely can be learned. So I found this great little article, and the gentleman who wrote it is called Kevin Cashman, and the title of it is The 3 L's of Leadership, Love, Listen, and Lead. And he says that during the times of the knee-buckling, gut-wrenching change, like a recent superstorm that devastated significant parts of the Eastern Seaboard, we received a collective wake-up call about what is most fundamental and enduring in our lives. In times of crisis, we feel called to lead, to remind others and ourselves what's important. Managers may remind others about process and profit, but it is up to authentic leaders to remind us of essential life principles. And I thought that was a really key sentence. You know, leaders or managers, you know, we can certainly talk about the process and the profit, but he says it's up to us to be, if we're looking to be authentic leaders, to remind us of essential life principles. And he says that the 3 essential life principles are the L's in leadership. Think of love, listen, and leap. Those really fuel authentic leadership, he says. And when facing difficulties, whether it's with colleagues or family or community or business, we serve our purpose best when we lead with love, listening, and then leap to a higher level. And he continues to describe the L in leadership. In love may not feel comfortable in a work setting, but thinking of caring and appreciating and really just building collaborative futures together and really creating, you know, meaningful commitments to the people that you're working with. And it really is a great little article, and I can post that on the team page. But I thought that really is the essence of what I feel, at least in Team Glacken and what I've seen in other Shackley teams as well, is that authenticity really comes from the love and the leadership and the love and the listening that I've seen. And then, you know, that little push, right, to do the leap. So love, listen, and leap. How did that resonate with everybody? Do you agree?
Oh, I agree.
Sure, yeah.
I just really have a great list, like you said, Sharon, you know, typing it out or writing it out, all the pieces that you'd like to see not only in yourself but in maybe people that you want to attract to the team really speaks to who Shackley is, I believe, as a business and an opportunity when you see all the fantastic words. And it feels so much better to lead in that way. I know sometimes when people hear the word leadership because of situations they've been in, it might not feel so positive. But when we take a step back and really realize that leadership means to love and listen, I think that takes on a different meaning for a lot of people. At least I know it does for me. So any closing words about leadership? Certainly doesn't mean to tell or point the finger, right? It means to kind of get engaged. And so, like I said, I'll post this. I thought this was a real great read on what leadership looks like and what I've seen it identified and played out in our team and certainly with others in Shackley. So I think that a lot of people will relate to it. Maybe we can continue the conversation on the page. I appreciate everybody joining in this morning and sharing. I'm going to go ahead and close this out. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing all of you soon at some event, hopefully. Have a fantastic Shackley day and a great Shackley week.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you for hosting the call.
Thank you. Have a good day.